Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hi, this is Phil. I'm a member of First Lutheran, and today I'm going to be reading a portion from Mark, chapter 14, verses 22 to 42. While they were still eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." When they'd sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you will yourself disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die for you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." And he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough, the hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Have you ever been driving in the mountains and seen the highway sign that says, "Steep downgrade ahead"? And they're not kidding. The road just falls away, sometimes for miles. This was Jesus' experience. He knew exactly what was coming. He knew Judas would betray him into the hands of those who wanted to see him dead. He knew Peter would deny even knowing him. He knew the destination of this road was his death. He knew he would be saddled with the burden of everyone's sins, even ours, 2,000 years later. He knew that when he hung on the cross, his Father would turn away from him because of all the sin he carried. But even with all this foreknowledge, he turned to his Father and said, "Can't you find another way?" This sinless Jesus was so repelled by the sin that would be piled on him, he just pleaded. And then his prayer makes this terribly profound statement, not what I will, but what you will." Despite all that he knew of what was coming, he trusted in God's love to carry him through. That's the lesson I take from this passage. I'm encouraged to tell God of all that I fear, what I want, what I need, but because I believe that God truly loves me, he knows what the future holds and what is truly best, then I can truly pray, yet not what I will, but what you will. Even when those words are hard to say. Let's pray. Lord, help us to trust your knowledge of all the twists and turns the future can hold, and to honestly put our future into your hands, because you love us so much. Amen.